have to have some discussion if we want to increase it on what we could see or would see as our strategies for increasing enrollment at the high school. And why do I say that? I say that because from where I sat, and this is just Trish Oliphant, and I've said this to, if not this group, I've said it before, I've kind of owned up to it. When we started the high school, and maybe it was about, some of it was about my heart, in contrast to my head, I'm not sure, okay? I was surprised that as many of our kids, that we didn't have like almost all of our kids stay. I was surprised about that. After I got through the band surprise, then I probably began to kind of think about it more intellectually as opposed to emotionally. And the one thing I said at this meeting the other day, because I believe this, that one of the things that has happened in Sussex County and across the state with the technical schools being choice schools, with the state law about choice, and now this kind of legislative conversations about choice and legislative actions about choice. Certainly within the last 10 years, the concept of choice has permeated many other conversations about education in the state of Delaware. Okay? So what I see is that, you know, we get our kids in the middle school and we've got twice as many kids as want to come here. Well, that's one little animal. And those little people, mom and dad are making a lot of their decisions. And mom wants them to go or dad wants them to go, so they come. When the kids get in high school, and this is so evident to you, I know, but they get in high school, they're much more intentional about their desires. They're much more intentional about what they want to do. At one of the tables, that there was conversation yesterday in one of the rooms, and the question was asked, well, what are you doing next year? There were six kids at this table. Four kids at the table. Three kids were staying, 75% were staying, and one was going. And so the question was asked, well, where are you going? The child answered. Mm-hmm. And the child said, well, I'm interested in the XYZ program. Okay? So that child and the parent had made a decision, hey, I want to do that. I can't get that here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So my point to upping our numbers, I don't have a problem with upping our numbers, but my bottom line question is, what is the threshold for the number of kids who want to come to a school that doesn't have multiple career pathways,
right.
Okay, and has the end game of an accelerated program, okay? So I agree financially. I agree with all the things in terms of the finances. I just don't know at what point the number is the number that is going to be the routine number.
Well, I mean, our high school right now, we've taken everyone who's applied.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it seems to me that the growth, that always for us right now, the potential is in the middle school. I know it might not be the best operationally, but that's where we have the pool of waiting candidates. We don't have that in the high school.
It actually seems like we have.
So where's that take me? Where's that take me into like,
You're saying we should take more kids into the high school potentially, not the middle school. But what? I'm saying there aren't more kids for the high school.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, but you're that's, right, I you're think, right I'm saying that. I'm saying that not financially, but I'm saying that without changing the structure right. In the middle school, I think it would be a mistake to add, we're doing 130 now. We can live with that, okay? We can live with it. I mean, Alan and I can live with it. But I'm just saying to up those numbers and do what we're able to do in the middle school, we're going to have to change. We're going to have to change the structure or make a different kind of middle school.
I think the demand for the high school is going to change as the establishment of the high school continues and people start seeing where these kids are going to college.
Right.
And the sports programs build up and the traditions start piling up and the visibility of the kids with the sweatshirts and the jackets and the hats are rolling around the beach and everywhere else. It's going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're still new.
It's still new.
I agree. That's
slow. And it's not proven.
Yeah. That's slow
growth.
And
you start seeing Villanova and this
and
that.
Which is fine, but we have to deal with the financial shortfall now. I mean, I get it's a gradual, that growth is gradual. And I do believe, like you say, Trish, if we do what we say we're going to do, we're always going to be successful. I believe that. And I mean, the proof is in the pudding. However, we have to look at it from both angles. You know, we have to look at it from a financial standpoint. And I'm not saying we haven't, we always do. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know.
It actually seems like less kids from other schools are coming next year. We really have. I mean, this time, how many do we have in our school in ninth grade now?
106.
So we have 10 more kids for next year right now. But we're keeping a lot more.
Yeah.
So fewer came from other schools.
Last year, 54% of the eighth graders stayed with us.
Okay, so a lot fewer.
Last year, 54%.
53.85%.
So,
according to DOE.
So 54% stayed.
Yes.
So we went up 20%.
But in retention.
In retention.
But we only got 10 more students for next year.
Well, we have the same number of ninth grade applicants, basically, this year that we did last year, right?
Except 40, but they didn't come.
Around 40, that's
well,
right.
Correct. But
more came
summer,
last year.
And I wish Debbie were here because she could, you know. During the summer, we got quite a few kids
coming.
See,
that's the other thing I was going to say. As after school's over, we get
kids who didn't
kids,
get into tech, then they start thinking, what are my other options?
And they don't get in where they want,
right,
or they made a decision.
Oh.
Or
okay.
So we'll get kids over the summer. We just don't know how many.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you were talking, I was going to pipe up, and I'm afraid to pipe up because I'm afraid I'll be wrong. I was going to say, I'll bet we'll get ten ninth graders over the summer.
But
I don't know if we will.
But the bottom line was that between May 1 and September 30th, the overall enrollment went down. We lost more than we brought in.
Because you had the people who said yes because they're on the bubble or whatever.
Right.
There's more of them than there are new ones coming.
Last year. That may be different this summer.
So I'll go back to what you said, Susie. Again, I hear what you're saying about the finances. I am saying I understand that. I know we have to attest to that. But I think it's like with anything else. There is, and I don't know what the proper term is, but the market will only bear so much, okay? And I'm simply saying, I don't know if our market is maybe about 125 kids per grade. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's 150. I mean, I can go down to a school in Maryland, okay? That's very successful. And their market, okay, by what they, and their market, and what they can financially sustain must be about 50 kids per grade. Now, their market might be 75.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know but their market looks like about 50 kids per grade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying about.
Their market doesn't have a wait list the way
they
used to. Let's just say that.
That's correct.
Okay. So it's, I think that, I don't know how we tackle that, but I think it's a question that.
Well, I think we.
It's a question.
Yeah, I think you start just as you said. You know, start in the finance committee. Okay, let's. What are some possibilities? When it's put on paper, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any more questions about the charter renewal?
No, but the more we reduce the deficit on the. I'm just going to say this. I said I wasn't going to say anything else. The more we can reduce the deficit
it's like Jen saying
on the building, okay, the more we can do that, folks and friends, the more money the school will have to spend on teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Trish doesn't want us to forget about the fact that we still need to raise money.
Correct.
I don't want that fact forgotten.
Even though whatever foundation campaign is over, we still need to raise money.
We have our meeting in 2 weeks.
This is the final, thing. This is just, I just want to mention to you that as our seniors are getting ready to graduate, I'm going to do something with having some little group discussions with them. I call them focus groups because that happens to be the intern these days. But anyway, I'm going to meet with little groups of them to talk about, just to get some feedback on their experiences here and what have you. And see if they have any kind of suggestions for us in terms of what were their thoughts about their experiences? What do they think about this? What do they think about that? What direction should we go?
It's a great idea. It's also a great idea to get them hooked into the whole concept of alumni and, you know, ongoing relationship with the school.
So that sparked another idea, just for me. Maybe Alan and I could meet with them, and maybe, maybe Gina could do something with having, maybe we could mention alumni. So they might want to start setting up an alumni association.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they don't have any money yet, but.
Except they have to pay for prom there.
If you get hooked early, then the money will come.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jeff. Thank you. Okay.
Once in a while. Once in a while, I come up with one.
All right, Alan.
All right, finance reports. Finance committee met yesterday, and I'll go over the minutes from that after when we're talking about committee reports. So you have the full packet, because this will be the end of the third quarter. We should be at 75%. I have two different numbers on here. I'm not sure why. I just realized that on page one. Under March, it says 74.01, but then year to date, it says 73.75. So we are at this point carrying a surplus of between 74 and 93,000.
Surplus.
Yeah. Because we should be at 75% and we're under that number, which is a good thing.
Right.
And I will address why those numbers are different tomorrow. So page two, I really don't have much to say about page two. We're still expecting about $66,000 in revenue between now and the end of the year. That'll basically come from federal funding. And then I'll also talk about there's $13,000 that we're trying to figure out how to get, or $12,000 that is out there sitting, and we just have to figure out how to get it. So I'll be asking for a couple of votes, pending votes.
Okay.
Page three, we start looking at line by line. The bottom line under the first set of account codes of the 51,000s, that's where our lifeguards and our coaches, so that number will go. Right now it's only at 24.6%, but the lifeguards have just started April 1st. Our pool's been open since April 1st. So we're going to start seeing that number increase because we have the pool open 13 hours a day, 6 days a week, and two lifeguards on duty for those times. But that being said, you see that that's at 75%. However, the way the state does payroll, that number should be 77% because we've received 20 of our 26 pays, which is more than 75%.
Okay.
So there's about $67,000 there,
okay,
which takes us back to September when the board approved at the end of the year if there was money left.
Uh-huh.
It looks like there's going to be money left.
Okay.
I'm just pointing that out. Same thing with the next one. There's about $30,000 in OECs, which we'll need when we do the bonuses and whatever else we do to recognize the hard work and the... Okay. Questions? No other main big surprises. Each category is under 75% except for... supplies and materials, and they're above, but they should be, because typically you buy those early in the year. I'm on page 6. I just want to point out petty cash. One of the things that they recommended when they sort of did their little investigation last year is that we keep that under 5,000, so it is. However, we're going to talk about that again in a bit.
Glorious.
Oh, there it is. It's at the bottom.
Bottom. It's where all the accounts are listed.
The web report just summarizes everything that's in the prior reports. Then there is the athletics. We kind of look at them differently. They should be about two-thirds of the way through, because it's three seasons.
Exactly.
And with the exception of the OECs, they're under 67% in each of those categories.
Do you know in the spring season, 50% of our students participate in spring sports? I mean, you told me that last night. I was shocked by that. 50%. That's like a game changer for me.
I asked Steve, I don't know, a week or so ago or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, and he told me that the number for fall and winter are 30. He gave me the exact percentage, 30-something.
It was in the mid to high 30s, yeah.
And then in the winter, it's a little less, but it's still in the 30s. And in the spring, it was in excess of 50%.
How many sports going on? You could have as many as three teams for each sport between middle school, JV, and varsity. You've got soccer, baseball,
it just
softball,
made me
lacrosse.
Feel better about some of the decisions that we've made. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, half our population are athletes, so it makes sense that we would give weight to decisions involving athletics. I mean,
maybe more than half, considering the seasons. But
right.
Some kids only play one season.
Right. So anyway, I was.
Some are playing three.
Yeah.
Some are not well.
You know.
So we're doing, you know, sports is right on target. The last page is the aquatics page. The top number is a little deceptive in terms of revenue, and that's where the $12,000, we have additional $12,000 of revenue for aquatics that we can't get, but we're going to have a discussion about that when I go over the minutes from our meeting yesterday. So since the pool opened on December 15th, we've lost almost $57,000.
Lost?
Yes. The expenses are 72, and the revenue is 15.
Hmm. That's not good.
But it's only been open since April 1st.
Yeah.
Right.
So. But it's not going to. It's
great to have a pool.
It's going to be a while before we see a profit on that.
How about a break even?
I think it's going to be a while before we see a break even.
Like 2 years?
I have no clue.
7 years.
Did we say how many memberships have been sold?
I don't have that information.
Okay.
And part of it is because we have been keeping it on paper, but we've recently invested, and it's not even showing up on here, in membership software to be able to track the memberships and be able to send out renewal notifications. We're getting little key cards that when they come in, they scan so we can see who's coming.
Oh,
right now, everyone's signing, and we're doing all paper and pencil.
Right.
So,
okay.
There was a nice article in the Post. Was it the Georgetown Post? We've got a stack of them. We had a stack of them out there on the front desk about the pool, the aquatic center.
Nice.
So we're hoping it just came out today or yesterday, and we're hoping that'll generate some additional
interest. And this month has a lot in there. But, I mean, of course, the Post goes to a different population.
And we've started lessons, and we're doing monthly lifeguarding courses. We talked today about perhaps doing some day camps.
You know, we're doing a Boys and Girls Club program.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
At the pool. We're getting a grant to pay for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
$5,500 from Michael Phelps.
That Phelps,
Phelps Foundation.
Wow.
Awesome.
From the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club. They're going to come to our pool.
That's cool.
For a week program in the summer.
That's awesome.
The YMCA, every spring, does a free week of water safety program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My son participated in that, so they
that was
could
just
probably
last week.
Give you a lot of like thing? I mean, are we teaching it?
There's a swimming program, a swimming lesson program that the grant provides the training.
Oh, awesome.
The chairman of the foundation came down and met with us. She was his initial swimming instructor.
Wow.
And it's their methodology, which she used to teach him and others.
So does it train our people?
Yes.
Or the Boys and Girls Club people?
Trains our people. We're the ones administering it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
They're the beneficiary, and we got transportation included.
That's awesome.
So it'd be 9 or 11 kids at a time.
That's great.
But several groups will come during a day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have that established yet.
One of the things we wondered, and maybe I may give a financial report. One of the things we talked about, when I talked about Dell Tech, and this might be not even on any kind of radar thing, I brought up that I wondered if, like, the child care program over at Dell Tech, and again, I don't know how young, and I'm not saying bring little babies, even though they can come with their moms, but I'm wondering if there's any merit in our contacting that child care program to see if they have any interest in, because I have no idea what they do with those kids in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but
for the program, when we've used the pool before, we've always used Annis because it's right there.
Oh, you use the pool, the outdoor pool. Okay.
No, it's not an outdoor pool.
No, it's not outdoor.
Annis is indoor pool.
Oh, you use Annis.
We had a pool. We got rid of it.
Oh, did you? I remember seeing
it. We got rid of it, and we just use Annis. If we were going to do something, we would use Annis pool. But I don't think we do much with it right now.
Okay.
Just a thought. I will say for my son participating in that motor safety program and helping, like to see the kids and how afraid they were. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you want to include
students. Yeah, what if we can
teachers?
Get some kids to
maybe
volunteer?
They could do some of their community service.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It was really a good experience for him.
So we need
Can I have a
motion on this?
Mm-hmm. Could I have a motion to approve? Thank you. Second?
Who made the motion?
Chris made the motion. Chris Benjamin.
Second?
I'll second.
Jen. Any further discussion? Okay, no discussion. All in favor for approving the March 31st, 2017 report?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstained? So moved. Yeah. Did you want
to? Do you want to go to the finance?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. You have minutes from our meeting last night.
Yes.
And so I'm not going to go through everything, but we did talk about grants, so I'll just give you an idea. There's other grants in motion. One is a $5,000 grant to the U.S. Dairy Council for kitchen equipment, Ms. Cosgrove. I want to replace some of the equipment in our kitchen currently and move what we have to the Nest.
Okay.
But what we don't have included in this grant is an ice machine.
So we want to get the boosters to pay for the ice machine.
You want an ice machine?
Or to help.
I think that would be a really good idea if the boosters took up that task to put an ice machine out there.
I think I could plant, plant a seed or a cube.
Good one.
Like a big commercial style?
Yeah.
Right. How much do they cost?
Whatever they would need.
$5,000 to $7,000 for a big one.
Okay.
You can get them on auctions.
And that would go out in the Nest?
For $2,000 to $3,000.
Be used for concessions, be used for sports, be used for the training room that's out there.
Okay.
We also have been invited to submit an application to the Calder Foundation. You submit a letter of interest, and then after they look at that, they come back and they invite certain entities to submit an application. This is being done through Horizon Philanthropic. With Michael Rock.
Oh, yeah.
We're asking for $130,216 to bring the IB MYP program, the middle years program for grades 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. So it would cover the application fees, the candidacy fee, training fees for over a 3-year period. And then we already talked about the $5,500. Okay. We need to be able to get our money from Square. when we first decided we were going to do memberships and we wanted to be able to take credit cards for the pool, we started looking at different membership, online membership programs, and they wanted as much as 6.1, 6.25% processing fees.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
So the Square has a flat, and some of them had it plus a transaction fee. So Square, it's a 2.75% flat fee. Mm-hmm. So I contacted there's two contacts at the state, Jim DiDonato and Steve McVeigh, in order to set up an account. I told them what I was doing. They both gave me the information that I needed. I set up the account. The way that Square works is they deposit a penny into the account, and then they take the penny back. And then they
just consider, to show that everything's working right.
And they consider that the account is complete. Well, the state of Delaware does not allow anyone to take money out of their accounts. They can put money in,
Correct. But
if you want to get money out, you have got to do it through the payroll, through the state's financial system, which is FSF.
Just going to write a $3 check for a penny?
No, that's right. $35 or $40 is going to cost to write that check.
So we now have two of their pennies, because I didn't know this until after they submitted the second penny. Meanwhile,
not even the worst part of the story.
Meanwhile, we're taking in memberships, and we have $12,034 sitting there that we can't get because they won't send it to us until we have an account that they can do the circle.
Oh wow!
And Delaware won't allow it.
No.
So
they approved our using Square.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And gave me the information to set it up, but they just didn't have enough knowledge about Square at the time. Okay. So I've now had further conversations with the state. And there's another similar product that Bank of America provides called Clover Go. I spoke with him yesterday. The state parks are going to use Clover Go, and it's going to, but they haven't even piloted it. They haven't done a test pilot yet. We're going to be part of that.
Oh, the pilot, okay.
Yeah, and that should be mid-May.
Oh, all right. The same type of system, huh?
Yeah, but evidently they understand that the state's not going to allow them the money can only flow in one direction.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, is that still 2.75% of flat?
It's actually, I think, a little less. I didn't get the exact terms, but when I talked with the credit card people in the auditor's office or the treasurer's office, they said it's a little bit better than Square.
Okay.
So, meanwhile, I would like to get that money.
Yeah.
So I reached out today, based on the conversation we had at the Finance Committee meeting last night, reached out today to the auditor that came down, Kimberly Judy,
mm-hmm.
Who came down last spring mm-hmm. to look at our petty cash.
Yeah.
And
from our auditor's office.
Yes, from the state's auditor's office. And she is in training until Friday. She'll call me Friday morning to discuss this. Meanwhile, I'm asking perhaps we have votes pending that discussion,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
authorizing two things. One, a name change to petty cash, because there is some opinion, mainly mine, but it's been supported that maybe I'm correct by the state accountant, that the unfortunate title of that account of petty cash has made it fall into a category that follows certain rules that mm-hmm. never would have if it was named
XYP.
Cash receivables. Okay. It would never have been fallen into those rules. So one, I'd like the vote to change the name of that account and then use that account as the second vote. Use that account, regardless of name, to get this money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll provide all the documentation with the deposit slip, so that as soon as the money clears PNC Bank in that account, we'll write a check and put it into the state account.
Okay. So what do you want to change it to?
Fund.
Cash receivables.
Fund.
Cash receivables. And we're only going to use it until we... Cash receivables. And we're only going to use it until this Clover Go gets done.
Yes.
And then we'll move over to Clover Go.
Okay.
If all that works out with their piloting. So
pending Clover Go, I would like to make a motion to change the name of the petty cash account to cash receivables.
Pending my conversation with the auditor.
Pending conversation with auditor.
Are you getting all that? Chrissy?
Yeah, I think so.
Could I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstained? Okay. Pending the discussion with the auditor, we would like to make a motion to use the cash receivables account in order to withdraw the existing funds of $12,000.
Well, regardless of the name, if they say no, we can't change the name, I still want to use that account. So I want to use that PNC account to do this.
So
if she says,
so then instead of saying cash receivables, just say the PNC account.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that we're all on the same page. Good, Andrew?
Good.
Okay. Could I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?